This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. You can tell the difference in my voice. Now, see, ladies, don't you think my voice sounds better now? Almost normal?
Yes. Yeah.
See, this is working.
A little nasal, but it's
way out of my system. Yeah, well, thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay here on the DJV Monday program. So, California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that they're going to push for a new law modeled after the anti-abortion law in Texas, and he wants to have this apply to gun control. Okay, so I'm obviously confused. How do we get from anti-abortion to gun control, and how is that modeled after? I can't imagine anything in California being modeled after anything in Texas. So straighten this out on this, Jennifer, will you please?
So we all know that Texas has what they call their heartbeat law, and that's been, or their heartbeat act, and that's been very controversial. And so it prohibits abortion after a heartbeat is detected, but it also allows citizens to report violations of the law. So now,
California, you can sue them. There's a lawsuit clause too. So like, if you hire an Uber to go to an abortion clinic, technically,
you
if someone
that person.
Yeah, the right. Uber driver can. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's an absolutely ridiculous law. Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who's an accessory essentially could be finding themselves.
Insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's going on in Texas. So California says, well, since Texas can do that, we're going to craft a measure that would let residents seek damages of at least $10,000 plus legal fees against gun manufacturers and retailers. They say that they're going to do what Texas is doing, except they're going to go after the gun industry. Gavin Newsom himself said that if states can now shield their laws from review by federal courts that compare assault weapons to Swiss Army knives, then California will use that authority to protect people's lives, where Texas used it to put women's harm at way. So this is... it's very political. However, I think he's getting a lot of press about going around saying that he's going to try to take away people's guns and allow people to sue gun manufacturers. But these two laws are very, very, very different. And guns are actually mentioned in the Constitution. Abortions are not specifically mentioned in the Constitution. They try to use the 14th Amendment, I believe, to make the argument about women's liberty, including abortions. But it's spelled out in the Constitution that people have the right to bear arms. So I think that with one good lawsuit, this will probably get wiped away. But the governor is out on a book tour. So
there you go.
But he's also making part of that.
It probably is. I mean, I think the larger point, and I agree with you, Jen, I don't think this is really going to go anywhere, but the larger point that he's making, and it might be maybe the only intelligent thing that I can credit him with, is that there are already other states who have copied what Texas did. And so if he's taking it and they're copying it and they're doing all kinds of other things in other states with regard to abortion, and basically you're putting a bounty on a woman's head. And so and having your neighbors spy on you and report you, and they can get money for reporting you. I mean, this is what's going on in Texas. And the fact that the Supreme Court has said, yeah, this can continue for now, but we're open to hearing opposing arguments a year from now. So it's going to be a whole year of this nonsense. Yeah. But other states are copying it.
I think the reason they have
He's
to do that, though, is they need the legislation so that they can make a ruling on it. So they need people to do the lawsuits now so that it can make its way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can't just scoop in and just make a recommendation on something.
All right, but speaking of the Supreme Court, I want to go down a different street here, if I may, with you for a moment. The number of city and town employees that are fighting these mandates. I noticed that Beverly Hills is the firefighters there are suing the city, the county, and the state as well as suing the feds because of the vaccine mandate. And this is something I think you'll see more and more of until it gets... Listen, don't get me wrong. I think you ought to have your shots. But I don't want President Biden or anybody else telling me I got to get a shot.
Because the federal level, these lawsuits...
Me.
Right, and these lawsuits have been struck down. Biden's got... really nothing to stand on when it comes to the mandates right now. I mean, every single lawsuit that's been filed against the federal government has been a setback for him trying to push the mandate. But local governments are having more success, particularly like there have been L.A. firefighters who have sued and who have lost. Now Beverly Hills has a couple of firefighters who are suing Los Angeles so that they can fight back against healthcare workers being vaccinated against COVID-19. So this is the latest one. And again, it only takes one, and then you can kind of build off the precedence of that, which is why these lawsuits keep coming. And to date, nothing really has been successful, at least locally in Los Angeles. But we'll see. The lawsuit, this one was filed at Friday in the L.A. Superior Court, and it names the city of Beverly Hills, one of the councilmen from L.A. County, and the county health officer, Montu Davis, is part of the lawsuit.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in New York City, because that's the new decree from Mayor de Blasio, is that everyone who works in the private sector must be vaccinated. So it's popular amongst most New Yorkers, but again, someone's going to probably sue, and I don't know if that's going to work. The deadline is supposed to be December 27th. His term ends on January 1st.
So who's going to pay any attention to him?
Well, it just depends. Eric Adams, the new incoming mayor, it just depends on where he stands on this, because, you know, if he wants to.
He seems pretty even-headed. But anything I've read about him, I've read a lot of complimentary stuff about him. Maybe that's because the people that are running it are pro-police. I don't know. The guy was a cop, but he supposedly was a pretty good cop, and he seems to be pretty level-headed. So it'll be interesting to see where
the city
goes.
Well, anyone's better than de Blasio.
Anybody
Everyone
is
can
better.
Agree on that.
Exactly. Yeah,
that is
right.
The most universally agreed upon thing.
What a horror show. An egomaniac. Jennifer, back to Los Angeles, or back to the state of California. There's a new ordinance that requires humane treatment of animals. Animals that provide meat for the California market. And the hog producers especially are up in arms because of the changes. They're trying to comply with the law. There's a coalition of business owners now that is seeking. They've sued the state of California because they want a two-year delay to implement these changes. This was approved by voters, too, I think. Wasn't it last year? Or 2 years ago, the Proposition 12?
It was very popular amongst voters, yeah.
Unfortunately, right. I don't think a lot of voters realized what they were voting on.
I think you're right about that.
Because what they're voting on, they say, oh, we want to help the animals. Okay, yes, we want to help the animals. But they also, this along with some of the other environmental regulations that California has slapped on, they're killing the family farmers. The family farmers, if there are any left in California, are heading out fast. Because there is no way that the family farms can compete with...
And you know what else, Jennifer? Beside killing the family farmers, the big agribusinesses just say, screw you to the state.
They
don't do it.
Yeah.
They won't do these things. And, you know, they can have a fine, and it's worth it for them to do it the old way, which basically, for those of you who don't know, involves pigs, and it could be calves, it can be anything that's small as it's being raised, not being housed in a cage that doesn't allow them to move around or to,
pigs can't even turn around.
They can't turn around. The calves can't even. And
it's very sad, but at the same time, family farms have a certain amount of space. They don't have unlimited amounts
of
space.
But they can do that, but there's the other things. The space thing isn't the big deal. It's the other requirements that come from a lack of knowledge as to how animals are raised that I find to be difficult to swallow, frankly. But the more important argument or presentation that you've suggested here is that all of these, if without thinking, because there are so few people on the farm these days, without looking for input from the people who are affected by this, and I'm not talking about the consumer, I'm talking about the farmer, they make these rules and regulations. It's like the EPA, you know, regulating a puddle in your driveway on a farm, saying it's a waterway. It's this kind of nincompoopish approach. Ignorance because they don't have any experience. They read some theory or some professor or somebody says, or somebody who's got good intentions but doesn't really know anything. The inhumane treatment, there is that, but then there are other things that are ancillary to it that make it, you know, they make the small farmer. This is the case across the board. small farmers have to do it because they have to do it because the government says if you don't do it, we'll shut you down. You think they're going to shut down ADM? You think they're going to shut down Cargill? You think they're going to shut down any of the big factory farms? They're going to shut them down. They just fight them in court, and then they just keep doing what they're doing. In the meantime.
Does this open, and this is, I don't eat anything on four legs, so this doesn't apply to me, but does this also open up the market for more imports of lesser quality?
Yeah, and you don't know where the stuff's
China
coming from.
Or
yeah, exactly.
South America or whatever.
That's a good point, yeah.
Right. They're saying they're not going to even allow it being sold in the stores, though. So you've got a lot. I don't know if you're creating like a black market, particularly when it comes to bacon or what. But people are going to probably rely a lot more online and online sales.
Farmers markets.
Where does it come from? Right. Well,
exactly.
That would be the good thing, right? To drive
that would be
the
good
farmers
thing.
Markets. But I just don't think that that's the next step.
Can we all agree, the four of us and people listening as well, that we're tired of the arrogance of some of the slapstick that goes on with comedians, mostly what's on SNL. And I know Victoria's going to take a shot at me because she says I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I just read and then I looked at the video of this dumbass attempted humor on Saturday Night Live.
Referring to the skit with Cecily Strong playing Marjorie Taylor Greene
and
the
Lauren
other girl
Boebert.
Playing Boebert?
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Right. Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Well, I thought it was.
I know
because
you do,
because what those two women say are they say ridiculous things that are totally
so
not.
So does Ilhan Omar.
That's fine.
Yeah,
if they,
she doesn't get ripped. Yeah. She does not get ripped.
Where's Ilhan Omar on SNL?
They can't make fun of her because she's Muslim, and so they wouldn't do that. Because, it's only funny to make fun of white people. That's it. You can't make fun of other people
because that might offend somebody. Yeah, it's just
When's the last time you really watched SNL?
I don't go to sleep. I don't stay up and watch anymore. It used to be funny. When I was a kid in the 70s, when Steve Martin was on and Aykroyd and Belushi.
Roseanne.
Never
going to be that again.
That was funny. I mean, that was funny. Jane Curtin.
But they took a lot of political shots back then.
Yeah, but it was funny. This stuff isn't funny. It's
number one, it's got to be funny. Number two, it would be nice if it was even. I mean, what was really nice about Johnny Carson, and I would say Jay Leno, is that they equally went after anybody.
Yeah,
this
right.
is not the case anymore.
No,
and there is a real political agenda that isolates 50% of the country. And then you have to make it really funny for people to laugh if it's insulting people on their side of the aisle. So.
I feel like the only funny parts are the weekend updates anymore with Michael Che and Colin Jost, and it's more so how they go after each other and almost prank each other during that.
Is Colin Jost,
during
didn't
the
he
weekend
marry
update.
Johansson?
Johansson, Colin Jost.
Yeah, I don't remember. They're kind of cute. He's kind of a cute, if I can say that. He's kind of a cute-looking guy. And
he's adorable.
Yeah, he's cute. And the two of them together must be kind of cute. Adorable, if you will. That's good. That's a good word. All right. Yes, yes. Chuckle.
You're a cute-looking guy.
Thank you very much. We'll bring you back that old picture conversation. 19 after the hour.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria and Jay. I'm Doug. We have the yay. Is it yay or ye? The ye factor? The yay factor? Yay, yay.
I thought it was yay.
Yay, ye. All right, well, whatever it is.
But I've heard ye, so I don't know. Let's just call him ye. The artist formerly known as Kanye West.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about what's going on to be in his life. How is life as a single fellow? And maybe his wife has more to say about that than he does right after this.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trent Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean Indeed can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get to it here. Kim Kardashian, is she a singer, by the way? Kanye is a singer. Has Kim Kardashian ever been accused of being a singer?
I don't believe so.
No.
To be a singer?
Nope.
What does she do?
Probably on her to-do list.
What's her talent?
I don't know how to answer that. Well, She is a business person. She's an entrepreneur. She's not... When she first hit the scene as a famous person, it was kind of like, oh, she's just famous for being famous and all of this stuff. I think she's earned her keep. She's earned her right to be in the spotlight and where she is. She seems like a very intelligent person. When you actually read things, she's studying to be a lawyer. She wants to help people. She's no longer
but think about where they would be
for being famous.
The Kardashians in general, and the Jenners, I guess, as well, where would they be if it weren't for, in the case of...
The momager.
Right.
Chris
or
Jenner?
Ryan Seacrest, as far as that's concerned. I mean, think about it. get right down
well,
to
Ryan
brass tacks.
Ryan Seacrest kind of helped introduce the world to them because of putting the show together. But if the show flopped, he couldn't force it to be on air.
Yeah. No, but that the other side of it, nobody would know them, and if they were good at something, it would be something that they, heaven forbid, figured out on their own.
Well,
and
there, all of the Kardashians, they first hit it because Kim Kardashian had a sex tape that was leaked, and that's when everybody first really started taking note of who she was, and then that's started
with whom into, was the tape? What was who was in the tape with her?
A musician named Ray J.
Yeah.
You know the singer Brandy? It's her brother.
Oh, okay. So that was it, though. That was the whole deal. She was famous for a sex tape. How many more sex tapes are there around of other people that didn't become famous just because they had the sex tape?
Everyone tried one after hers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
A lot of people. Yeah. Sure. Paris Hilton. Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
They did it on purpose?
Well, no. Paris Hilton's was another leak. It wasn't a leak. Somebody sold it. Wasn't her ex that was in it sold it?
I think so, yeah. It just, I don't know, there was a moment in time where it seemed like everyone had a sex tape out.
If you wanted to be famous, you needed to have a quote-unquote sex tape leak.
That's gross.
It was so gross. Yeah.
Think about that. I'm famous because you can see me having sex. Who wants to see? I probably shouldn't ask that question.
Well, there's a whole industry for it, so clearly some people do.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That's a pretty silly question. Who wants to see that kind of stuff? Well, I guess a lot of people do. Because it's everywhere. It's everywhere, as they say. It's everywhere. All right, anyway, so much for... I maintain that he would be nowhere without being with her. He might be somewhere, but not where he is because he's with her. I think that she added a lot to him, frankly. Kanye, I'm talking about. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Black Styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from tornadoes that devastated towns in Kentucky may well surpass 100, Governor Andy Beshear said over the weekend. Mr. Beshear suggested that the event was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history. President Biden over the weekend committed America's resources to help.
But I promise you, whatever is needed, the federal government is going to find a way to supply it.
With Russia building tensions around the world with troops being deployed to the Ukraine border, the Group of Seven leaders, industrial democracies, warned Russia on Sunday of massive consequences and severe costs if it launched an attack on Ukraine. The joint statement from G7 ministers meeting in the northern English city said they are united in their opposition to Russia's military buildup near the border of Ukraine and called the Kremlin to de-escalate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Unusual tornadoes for this time of year devastated 6 states across America. The deadly tornadoes hit Kentucky particularly hard. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear on Saturday.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable. This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. Now, earlier this morning at about 5 a.m., we were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
An Arkansas waitress, Ryan Brandt, is fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,400 tip. The restaurant manager ordered her to keep just 20% and split the rest with the entire staff, then fired her for not following through. The waitress at Oven and Tap in Bentonville, Arkansas, said the rule never existed before the generous tip. Grant Wise represents the people that gave the big tip.
The server that we worked with the closest was let go from her job at the restaurant. And I can't fully understand why, but I think it's incredibly unfortunate, and especially this close to the holidays.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You missed it again,
Phil. Okay. Okay. All right, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer, not here. We're all such creatures of habit, aren't we? When you do this for as long as I've done it, there are things. I still say good day, and we haven't had. It's been the DJV show for, what, 5 years? How long have we been doing the DJV show, Victoria? It's been
about 5 years. 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But it's fine, because if you say good day, it just sounds like you're just very formal in telling everyone good morning.
It's a good day.
It doesn't seem, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those greetings that doesn't have much. I think that most people, when they say to you, like when you leave a store, I was in a restaurant, and the lady, after she took the money, said, "Have a good day." And you know she doesn't mean it. And I don't want to be Captain Curmudgeon, as Victoria likes to.
How do you know she doesn't mean it? Maybe she enjoyed serving it. You and no, wanted you to enjoy the rest of your day.
No.
We should all start responding with, "Don't tell me how to live my life." That would be amazing.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's clever. Thank you.
Have a good day. Don't tell me how to live.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Real quick, has anyone here actually worked in the food service industry? Because I have.
Yes.
And if I said to someone, "Enjoy the rest of your day," and someone says, "Don't tell me how to live my life," I mean, that would be like the worst thing. That would be terrible.
Uh-huh. Don't tell me what to do. My daughter, I can remember. There are two great stories, a couple of quick stories, children's stories. We all have them as parents and grandparents. So when Megan was about 4 years old, she had developed already a mind of her own. And so Tony and I would sometimes, you know, you correct your children as they're growing up and say, this is something to, you know, probably not. I don't remember what began the first time I heard this, but Tony had told me that she was saying this to her. So it had to do with something that she was doing with friends, and Megan would say, don't speak those words to me. And Miles, about a year ago, was beginning to go through his assertive stage, and he would call his mother by her first name when he was trying to get whatever the psychology of a five-year-old, Megan, you know, and then whatever it was on his mind. And Megan doesn't like that at all. Wants to be called Mom. Normally, Miles calls her Mama. And so Brennan was telling my son, who's the father of a new, almost a month old baby now, said that Sophie, who is his wife, who posts a lot, Victoria, and the girls are close to Victoria, I mean to Sophie, they follow her and they're back and forth. I know you have lots of conversations with her. So you probably appreciate this, Victoria, and I can imagine mm-hmm. you saying it as well, frankly. And Sophie's mother, Mindy, she's a fabulous lady. It's wonderful because the families get along as well as we do. A lot of families, Victoria, don't always have in-laws that get along too well. So anyway, Brennan's telling me this story about Sophie when she was 4 years old. Apparently she and her mother were in a store, and Sophie decided that she wanted a can of soda or some drink or something. So her mother gets the can, goes out to the car, opens up the can, and gives it to Sophie, and Sophie spills in the back of the car. And so Mindy gets all worked up about it, all upset, and Sophie looks at her mother and says, what kind of a mother would give a four-year-old an open can of juice?
That's hilarious.
That really is amazing. Very funny. Yeah. And you can make...
Can you imagine what Jasper's personality is going to be like
God.
With Brendan and Sophie as his parents?
Yeah, right.
That's a DNA mixture that is going to be very interesting.
It'll be a lot of fun. Well, Miles is saying... Well, Miles has become an interesting mix of me and his mother and Brendan and his father. There's a four person array in there, which is very interesting to see how it all comes together. And you know what? That's the best thing. As you think about how your children are raised, if you're having them, like Jay's got a son that's about almost 2 years old, and so he's influenced by her and by the husband. And you're with your parents a lot. I guess Ryan, I don't know that much about Ryan's family because you don't talk as much about him as Victoria does about her husband's family. But I do get the sense that there's a closeness. And the thing to remember is, So the thing to remember is that you will, whatever you're providing that child as an environment is the way the child is going to grow up. That's it. Whatever words you use, whatever expressions or whatever your individual quirks are, however, that by the time the child is six, he or she will be formed, and it will be based on whatever the environment is that he or she is around. That's just the way it works. You can read any book that you want, and any book that's worth its salt will explain how the child's mind develop, attitudes develop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I'm so dead set against it. Youngster, when I was coming back from Washington on Thursday night, youngster, 2 years old maybe, was looking at me, and I sit usually in one of the first seats in the plane on the aisle. So I look at everybody when they come in, or if I'm reading, but I look at the kids always I look at, and I say hello to. So this little kid's he can't speak, but he's got one of those pads that's like a child's toy. They hold it. Do you know what? Have you seen these? They're a tablet that, you know, you get the, you know, youngster stories
and stuff on.
They can play games on them. Yeah, exactly.
You get the internet, YouTube.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you know how damaging That is, I wanted to tell the mother, but I figured she'd take and hit me over the head with it if I said none of my business. None of my
you
business.
Can take it out on me. We have one for Mac.
I think that that is the craziest thing. I love you dearly, but I think that is the worst possible. If you look up any information about how child's neurons are formed, and ADHD and all the other things that people blame on vaccines, which may or may not be true, but I am absolutely going to guarantee that there is something that will happen to the child's brain development if you expose them too much. Never mind just the tablets to the television. Anything where the pictures move as quickly, they cannot absorb it. Their
well, you
eyes,
can see when little kids, too, like their eyes try to really quickly follow
yeah.
what's happening. I know a friend of mine has a baby who just turned 7 months, and I'm like, dude, I know you want to video everything that she does, and it's really cute, but like, oh my God, you're really messing with her brain development. And
yeah.
you can just see kids struggling to figure out what the screen is showing them. And it,
yeah.
It's the new norm, though. It's just, it's every parent. Every
it,
parent
it
does it.
It is. We definitely are TV people for Mac and everything. But I think a different issue, too, with screen time is parents. It's parents who are always, they have their face in their phones, and these kids don't know any different because they're seeing their parents do it all the time. So they want to have access to it.
Yeah, the kids
want
to do it, too. Yeah.
The parents also have to keep in mind of how much time they are spending on their phones and in front of their screens.
I don't know. It's very frustrating. And it does sound like an old-timer giving somebody younger advice that's basically out of touch. But it just has nothing to do with age. You can find any really good book on child psychology.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Victoria, you're in the same camp as Doug on this. So, it's not an age thing.
It's no, there is no, I know he thinks I make fun of him for everything. I don't. There's solid, solid science behind what he's saying.
This is something, there's absolutely no arguing with this. This is and I remember when I was with Hillary, and we had this child. I was probably closer to the child than she was. God, child's 16 years old now. I saw a picture of her. It was like unbelievable. I've seen her since she was like 2 years old, but maybe three. She was, Hillary would put her in front of the television set as a babysitter so that she wouldn't have to deal with what was going on with her. And then I would go turn the television off and say, no, you cannot do this. You're going to ruin the kid's brain. And, you know, it was back and forth, but it is, maybe it's generational. I'm not sure, because you just said something that was interesting, I thought, Jay, that has to do with TV. You're one. If you have the television, some people have the television on all the time. Television in every room of the house, and they're on all day long. My daughter has no, they don't even have a television. They can watch in their, they watch stuff that they like. I suppose you get, Victoria, to a point, but it's much more, I can't figure out. And whenever I'm there,
So they don't have a TV, so they just watch like on their laptops or something if they're,
they
want to watch something?
Yeah, or they, whatever they have, they get off of online or something. I don't understand it because I can't make it work myself.
But they don't have a physical TV?
And they have a screen, but it's not a TV. It's not hooked up to any. A television, for me, is hooked up to some television. Theirs is not hooked up to any television. It's hooked up to stuff that you know, like Hulu and...
So that's what I have. I don't have cable, but it's a TV.
I never watch
Netflix and Hulu and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Never on. So anyway, and I think that's the appropriate way. They both have laptops. And they don't have, like I have, when Miles came into my studio and he said, what's that? When he pointed to the computers, I said, Gramps, what's that? I said, Miles, that's a computer. No, a computer is a laptop. You know, that's, he's trying to tell me that that's
he doesn't know a desktop.
No, doesn't know a desktop from Adam. No. So it's all, again, it's what you are, it's what you're raised around. Some Christmas suggestions, ideas for Christmas gifting. I'm getting people asking me, and this is where we're getting down to the nitty gritty here, right? We only have today is the 13th, so you got 12 days. The 12 days of Christmas. And so we have an idea, Jay, don't we, for a contest? We're going to do something, and we'll talk about it in the next day or so because I'm formulating it. But I'm going to invite people to come up with and to nominate someone. who needs help for Christmas.
Yeah, less of a contest and more of just a good cause.
It's not a contest. It really is. Yeah, right. It's not a contest at all. So we'll talk about that. We'll have the details ready for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, a lot of gift ideas. I'm getting inundated. I don't know whether you are, with catalogs. Even now, still, catalogs. Sweets, fruit, things that I have bought in the past, and now everybody who's in that same business seems to somehow know that I bought oranges from whatever, the Hale down in the Hale Grove in Florida. Or I bought things from Harry and David, or Williams Sonoma, or, you know, the sweet treats that I get to sometimes give away, sometimes get them to keep to myself. So are you getting that? It seems kind of late to be sending that stuff around now.
I don't like catalogs, and I get annoyed when I get them because they just go right into the garbage.
Right, so I do too. I throw them away.
I'm not getting any.
Yeah, aren't you? Well, have you ever bought anything off, like,
Gadget?
Once upon
a time. Yeah, once upon a time. But no, I can't remember the last time I got a catalog.
All right, do you have everything purchased, Jay, that you want for Christmas? Everything done?
Almost. I am almost done. I have about 1% left to go.
All right, what about you, Victoria? What happened with you?
I still have a few electronic type gifts that I have to buy for certain people, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I guess, I mean, we're really going very sort of scaled back this year. So it's we're not doing like a big, you know, gift bonanza or anything. It's been a rough year for family members, so we're kind of not trying to put more pressure on people. Yeah.
Be cognizant of that.
Yeah.
Still not sure what to gift your children, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren this holiday season? Here are some tips and ideas that maybe you'll find inspiring.
This year, consider skipping the electronics and give something that encourages young children's creativity. Mom and lifestyle expert Carmen Ordonez shares more.
One of my favorite finds is a Scribble Scrubby Ocean Pets Lagoon playset from Crayola, where kids can dive into adventure for endless hours of underwater imagination. Using the 6 included washable markers, young explorers will love adding bright, fun designs as they customize their shark, octopus, whale, and clownfish pets. After, it's time to dip them in the kid-powered lagoon shower to wash the pets in style, and then color, clean, and color again.
Each Scribble Scrubby Ocean Pets Lagoon playset comes with 4 new ocean pets, 6 ultra-clean washable markers, 1 scrub brush, and 1 kid-powered lagoon shower.
With this award-winning playset, parents will enjoy watching their little ones be creative as their imaginations come to life.
Available at Crayola.com and retailers nationwide.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more sparkle and a lot more deals. Holiday Beauty Blitz is here to help you find everything for the beauty lover on your list. Right now, get up to 50% off deals each week from brands like CeraVe, Benefit, Urban Decay, and more. Because a lot more gift ideas means a little less shopping stress. And to make shopping even easier, you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Hurry! This event ends December 25th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, we're going to get box office totals, some interesting things happening with regard to movies as they're now getting released. West Side Story was the buzz. Well, I'm not sure it was. I think Sex and the City overpowered the discussion of West Side Story and whether people who saw it liked it or not. Let's find out. Chuck Curry will have the box office totals for us right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
So, how was the... Maybe this is the question. This is the movie music. How is the music handled? Is John Williams in charge of the music for West Side Story?
Oh,
Stephen?
No. They use it. Everything is beat for beat musically from the original play and film. I got to tell you, I saw this movie yesterday. First, I want to say the big story in the industry was that West Side Story wildly underperformed at the box office. It did $10.5 million in its opening weekend, despite the fact there was great reviews, a lot of buzz, a lot of marketing, because 20th Century Fox, which produced the film, is now owned by Disney. I expect them to keep pumping this up throughout Christmas, and the question before I talk about the movie is, why did it underperform? And I guess in retrospect, if I had a place to bet, I would say that the adult audience that would normally come out to see this movie is staying away from movie theaters because of COVID. That's one. And two, maybe this new generation has no idea what West Side Story is and not interested in musicals. So sort of a perfect storm on what happened. Also, number three, Disney released a film, I think, 2 weeks early. They should have waited a few more weeks. Having said that, they got the money to pump this, and I do believe word of mouth will be good. The film itself, Doug, Steven Spielberg was all in on this movie. This is Jaws, Close Encounters type direction. I mean, he directs the heck out of this film. It is very impressive. I love the cast. I love the two leads. Rachel Zegler, an unknown from New Jersey, was awesome as Maria.
A lot of She's people adorable. Were mixed on. Oh, my God,
she
what
is.
A cute girl.
And a lot of people were mixed on Ansel Eggert, that's his name, as Tony. I loved him. I thought he had a great presence, super likable, like Richard Beamer in the original film. Their chemistry was really good. Rita Moreno in a new role, I thought was awesome in this film. All the supporting actors. What they do is they give, what makes this film, I don't want to say better than the original, because that's my ultimate favorite musical, but what makes it super interesting is the script expands all the character arcs. They have Tony and Maria do things in this movie that they did not do in the original, and the themes are expanded, and this movie has some serious power. I was really moved. The only flaw I felt, the last 30 minutes has a slight pacing issue getting to the climax. Having said that, I'd give this movie a 9 out of 10. I really thought it was something special, and the best work Spielberg's done easily in over 20 years.
All right, so let's back up a little bit. Remember when they redid True Grit, they used the exact same script for the remake as the original with John Wayne?
Yeah, not the case here at all. Not
all right, the case. So they changed the script.
The movie is, the themes, it is West Side Story, but what they do after, like, I'd say 40 minutes, they start to go in different directions. And they actually show in this movie Tony and Maria doing things like getting on a train, going to different parts of the city that they did not do in the script in the original film. And all the characters are nuanced and layered, and you get to know them. They're more intricate in this script. It's a really good script. I am perplexed why it only doesn't. Think about this, Doug. Halloween Kills opened to $50 million in business.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake does $10 million in business in its opening weekend. It's a different country than 1961, and that is a reality.
Do you think there is a certain amount of racial prejudice that has...
I just think this generation has no attention span. They don't want to sit through a musical.
Well,
I'm missing something really good here.
Yeah, that speaks to what I was talking about earlier, ladies. The whole business about attention and what you do. And
we've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.